WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey there, Stoic Squad. Brooklyn Wesson here, your daily dose of wisdom and wake-up call all rolled into one. Ever feel like life's throwing you curveballs faster than a major league pitcher? Like that to-do list keeps growing longer than a Kardashian's Instagram feed? Yeah, me too. But guess what? We don't have to be paralyzed by fear. Today's episode is all about turning those what-ifs into I-did-it moments, because courage isn't the absence of fear, folks. It's taking action despite the fear. We're diving deep into the art of overcoming fear with courageous action. Think of this as your personal stoic training ground, where we learn to face our anxieties head-on and come at swinging. Now, I know what you're thinking. Easier said than done, right? Trust me, I get it. Fear is a sneaky little gremlin that loves to whisper doubts in our ear and trip us up at every turn. But here's the thing, fear doesn't define us. Our actions do. Let's break down 5 key takeaways that'll have you channeling your inner warrior. 1. Recognize your fear. First things first, we gotta acknowledge that fear is a part of life. It's like your body's built-in alarm system, it's trying to protect you from danger. But sometimes, that alarm goes off when there's no real threat, and it's just freaking us out unnecessarily. So the first step is to identify what's making you afraid. Get specific. Is it public speaking? Starting a new project? Asking someone out on a date? Pinpointing your fear gives you power over it. 2. Challenge your thoughts. Ever notice how our minds love to play tricks on us? Fear often thrives on worst-case scenarios and exaggerated assumptions. It's like that movie where the main character always assumes the monster is hiding under the bed, even though there's probably just a dust bunny back there. So, when those fear-mongering thoughts creep in, challenge them. Ask yourself, is this really true? What evidence do I have to support this thought? Are there other ways to look at this situation? 3. Focus on what you can control. Okay, let's be real, we can't control everything that happens to us. But what we can control is our reaction to it. So, focus your energy on the things within your power, your attitude, your effort, your choices. 4. Break down big goals. Ever felt overwhelmed by a huge task? Like trying to climb Mount Everest in flip-flops. That's where fear can really take hold. But here's the trick. Break down that daunting goal into smaller, more manageable steps. Celebrate each victory along the way. It builds momentum and confidence, making the journey less scary. 5. Embrace imperfection. Let's face it, we are all human. We make mistakes, we stumble, and sometimes we even fall flat on our faces. But that's part of the learning process. Don't let the fear of failure hold you back from trying new things, taking risks, and pushing your boundaries. Remember, it's not about being perfect, it's about showing up and doing your best. Okay, now for a real-world example. Imagine this. You're at a networking event, and you see someone across the room who seems really interesting. But then that fear monster starts whispering, "What if they think I'm boring? What if I say something stupid? Sounds familiar, right?" Here's your stoic power move. Take a deep breath, acknowledge your fear, and remind yourself that the worst thing that can happen is someone politely excuses themselves from the conversation. But hey, there's a chance you could make a new friend, learn something valuable, or even spark a collaboration. So, what's the bottom line? Fear is a part of life, but it doesn't have to rule us. By recognizing our fears, challenging our thoughts, focusing on what we can control, breaking down big goals, and embracing imperfection, we can turn fear into fuel for courageous action. Remember, every step you take outside your comfort zone, every risk you embrace, is a victory over fear. And trust me, those victories add up to an incredible life. Ready to unleash your inner stoic warrior? Share this episode with someone who needs a little dose of courage. Maybe they are facing a fear themselves or just need a reminder that they are capable of anything they set their mind to. And don't forget to subscribe and leave a review. It helps us spread the stoic love even further. See you tomorrow for another dose of daily Stoic power.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.